بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النحي عن الصمت يوم إلى الليل. There is a next chapter in which it is prohibited that a person must keep quiet for the whole day. Like in the previous ummats, they used to keep roza of silence. Like we keep roza of not eating, drinking, etc. They should keep a roza of not talking. إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. For example, that today I've made a mannat, I've made a niyat of keeping roza, so I won't speak to anyone for the whole day. And to do that as an ibadat, that you're not going to speak. Somebody speaks to you, how are you, etc., and you don't answer. That is not correct also. Otherwise, basically to keep quiet is better. But not so much of silence that it becomes, it upsets the people, irritates the people. No, but to engage in other talk, like worldly talk, which leads into backbiting, into rumor mongering, etc., that a person should avoid. And to talk good things, to talk about deen, to make zikr of Allah, to read Quran Sharif, all that is required. But just to remain quiet and to do it as an ibadat and think that it is an ibadat, that is not part of our deen and our shariat, and that should be avoided. عن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حفظت عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه says that I memorized these words from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا يدمى بعد احتلام. A person is not a yatim after he has become baligh. When a child is still not baligh, and he's still a small child, and his father has passed away, parents have passed away, such a child is called a yatim. But a person is a grown-up person, and once he has become baligh, then he is not called a yatim anymore. Like for example, many of us are such that our parents are not living now, so we can't be called yatim. Yatim is that child, is that person who has not become baligh as yet. وَلَا سُمَاتَ يَوْمٍ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. And also I memorized from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there is nothing like keeping quiet from the whole day. A person just keeps quiet and he takes it as an ibadat and he doesn't speak anything whatsoever. It is no achievement also, and in fact it will have a detrimental effect on a person's health. A person, to that reasonable amount, he must speak to people, he must engage in a talk which is reasonable and which is good. قال الخطابي في تفسير هذا الحديث. Imam Khattabi rahmatullah alayh, a great alim, says in the explanation of this hadith, كان من نسك الجاهلية الصماء. It was the way, and they used to regard it as an ibadat of the days of ignorance, that a person just keeps quiet, he does not talk at all. فهو في الإسلام عن فنهو عن في ذلك في الإسلام عن ذلك. In Islam, we have been prohibited that a person just keeps quiet and he doesn't speak at all, not a word. وَأُمِرَ بِالذِّكْرِ وَالْحَدِيثِ الْخَيْرِ. And we have been commanded that we should make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, we should talk good things, etc., advise people good, etc. These ahadith teach us that silence is not a form of worship in Islam. Silence for the sake of silence, yes, for the sake of keeping away from backbiting, rumor mongering, having evil thoughts about others, etc., that is all right. But just on its own, just to keep quiet, that is not a form of ibadat. Abstaining from futile talk, backbiting, slander, gossip, lies, etc., this is necessary and will draw divine rewards from Allah Ta'ala. However, silence in itself is not to be assumed as a form of worship. The hadith also explains that the laws pertaining to orphans will only apply to a child who has not reached the age of puberty, who hasn't become baligh. وعن قيس بن أبي حازم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حضرت قيس بن حازم رحمة الله عليه says دخل أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه على امرأة أحمس يقال لها زينب. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once went to a woman from the Ahmas Rai, and her name was Zainab, fara'aha la tatakallam. And he saw that she's just not speaking. You ask her a question, she's not speaking anything, like a dumb person. But you know, the person is not dumb, just not speaking. فقال, then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu inquired, مَا لِهَا مَا لَهَا لَا تَتَكَلَّمْ. What is wrong with her? Why is she not speaking? فَقَالُوا حَجَّتْ مُسْمِتَةً. The people replied that she made an intention not to speak the whole day, that I will just keep quiet, I won't speak at all. فَقَالَ لَهَا, Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنها told her, تَكَلِّمِي فَإِنَّ هَذَا لَا يَحِلُّ. هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. Speak. This is not a thing that is permissible in Islam. This was a practice of the days of ignorance, where people had determined, and also as a form of worship, that they won't speak. فَتَكَلَّمَتْ. Learning this and understanding this, which she did not know, then she spoke. So in Islam, we shouldn't be so like that the people feel uncomfortable with us. If a person just doesn't speak at all, everyone feels uncomfortable. Of course, don't go on just blabbering all the time. And today, unfortunately, the other extreme also is very much prevalent, and people like a person who is just talking all the time. That also is not correct, and just keeping completely silent. People ask you a question, necessary things, and you keep quiet. That also is not permissible. The correct thing is to try and be silent, speak whenever it's necessary, whatever is good, permissible things, etc. You meet somebody, you ask how are they, the welfare of the family, etc. All that is in order, and that should be there. So Islam has taught us moderation in everything, and we should take our precautions also at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana.